Hey, Mr. One Stop. I'm looking for a record and it goes like this. Dun 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 dun.
Welcome to Addicted to the Needle, the podcast where a vinyl addict meets his dealer. Except this is a very special episode of Addicted to the Needle where we don't have a actual seller, but two fellow addicts.
That's right.
And oh, he's chiming in already. I didn't even introduce him. And we're live here from Brooklyn, New York, inside the Face Radio studios, the empire that's held by our fellow DJ Curtis Powers. And I have with me a very special guest, and he's better known as DJ Sweet Daddy Soul. We have Al with us today.
Yeah, I go by Al during the day. At night when I'm out carousing and hunting and digging for records, I'm Sweet Daddy Soul.
And you've probably heard about him on the podcast before, but because we've mentioned him many times, because he's one of our top fans. If you go on our Facebook page, you'll see a little diamond next to his name, and it's very well earned.
I also talk about food a lot, which makes Ben very, very happy.
And we promise that we're going to go on a hot dog eating excursion right after the recording of this podcast.
That's right. We got a belly full of pizza right now from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Pizza. Yeah, world famous.
You know, as I tell people, I told Curtis earlier, I forget how good Brooklyn Pizza can be. And I told him that I wanted to liquefy it and rub it all over my body.
And we said we were going to keep this for ourselves, but now it's out there.
It's out there.
Well, I don't want to start the episode with a war, but I'll give you the pizza. But as for the bagels, Montreal bagels, hands down. You won't go back to a New York, you know, round circle donut piece of bread after you've eaten a real Montreal bagel.
You're testing me now.
Oh,
you're testing me, dude.
I have full confidence in our bagels. And a second thing, you guys call this pastrami sandwiches. We call them smoked meat. No competition there either.
Oh boy, oh boy.
So hot dogs and pizza, I'll give you. Smoked meat, bagels, and poutine. That's okay. Our thing.
You've talked about poutine. You can't get good poutine outside of
Quebec.
So I think what we need to do is invite me to Montreal. And
the door is always open. And you knew that.
And you can flood me with all your poutine and smoked meats and whatever.
You'll never want to leave.
Well, I do like some of the people up there. I mean, we're not doing so great right now. We're fighting over food.
But
I think we can work through our differences.
I think if we go back we've been friends online for a while.
Yes.
But we've known each other in real life for less than 24 hours.
Yes.
And tell us about our first meeting last night.
Again, like you said, we've known each other for a really long time, and we share same interests, and I feel like I know you and Ben just from listening to the podcast, and not just about a shared interest in music, but I learned some personal stuff about you, some personal stuff about Ben.
We're open books.
You're open books. Your books are always, always open. So I have to admit, I was a little bit...
taken aback?
A little bit kind of nervous, you know, because like you have such a good thing online and, you know, exchanging messages and trading records and stuff, and you don't want the letdown. when you meet.
I get that.
But I will say we had just started Soulfinger last night. The crowd hadn't really shown up yet, and Connie was kind of playing some mellow, cool stuff. And you were out getting a meatball parm sandwich or a chicken parm or something.
Chicken parm sandwich, yeah.
It didn't take us long to get food into the podcast, did it? But what was wonderful was you walked in and you had this big, warm smile on your face. And I walked up to you and I had my hands out. And you said, hold on, I got to put my stuff down. And then you...
Because I had both hands full of records, of course.
Full of gold, actually, as it turns out. And you had some gifts for us, too, which we weren't expecting and which we absolutely, absolutely loved. So you put your stuff down, and then you just threw your arms open. And you had this, again, this big, warm glow. And you threw your arms around me. And I'm like, this is the first time I'm laying eyes on the dude. What the hell's going on here?
Well, and fuck COVID. You know,
exactly.
I need that human contact, human touch.
Yeah,
and you're giving me too much credit because you know, this is the Canadian thing. We're Canadians. We're friendly. We love people.
Well, that may make me want to move to Montreal because it just seems like such a great place. And I do love food, even if we have this little antagonistic thing about pastrami or smoked meats, as you people call them. But the people are lovely, and I haven't been there in many, many years, but I was very well treated when I was. It was wonderful to meet in person. You know, again, I was a little concerned about how things would go, I guess, a little nervous. But it just changed. As soon as you walked in, as soon as I saw you, I'm like, this guy is what he is. You know, what we see on the show, and it was great. And you were wonderful the whole night.
And I have to, reciprocate because you guys were one of the most gracious, most welcoming hosts for a DJ.
I'm like that all the time. I'm wonderful all the time.
Well, it's out there.
If I may brag about myself for just a moment or two.
Well, it's true because you gave me the best DJ slot,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And the other thing is that once I started DJing, Connie, the matriarch of the night.
She's the soul of Soulfinger.
Well, she just let me go on, and she was enjoying herself,
yeah.
And we shared a lift on the way back because I was staying in Queens and she's staying Astoria, right?
Yeah,
which is part of Queens, I think.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
So and on the way back, she had a few drinks by the end of the night, right?
That's not the surprising part of this story, I imagine.
And she kept on saying, "Pat, I've never done this for another DJ. You have to understand, I've never let another guest DJ play this long. You got to understand." Yeah, thanks, Connie. But I, you know, that just goes to show you, yeah, how you made me feel welcome.
Oh.
And I mean, as soon as we started, I think you were, you might have been a bit nervous, and you kept on saying, "Oh, there's going to be more people coming in." And
I kept saying, I
don't care about that. I came
and
for you
it.
Guys, and I can't, if just our friend Chaz shows up, I'll be happy. And the way Connie put it on the way back in the car, she said, the little room in the back of Otto's Shrunken Head felt like a VIP room.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it did feel like that.
It does.
Like the people that were there, they were there to dance, and they were connoisseurs.
Right. They're there to see us. They're there to hear the music. they're there because they want to be there, and they just love what we're doing, and they're friends. We love Chaz and Ivy. They come down every month. They come. They take a long drive, and they're
They're from New Paltz.
Yeah, which is north, a couple hours north of New York City, and they're there every month, and without fail. And we have a couple other people that show up all the time, and. It's just
Chaz has been DJ in Montreal, so we knew each other before, and
I saw videos of friends. That. Yeah, he's a good guy, and Ivy is lovely.
And if we all have one thing in common, we have a similar taste in music.
Yeah, that's a problem
because every time. Any of us was playing music, we're like, oh, you have that, Chaz is known to put up videos on Facebook.
Yeah, and those are great.
Yeah, every other record you go, oh, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the love a bond.
Well, I do have to say, you went to the Wayne, New Jersey record show on Saturday morning before coming over to Soulfinger, and all I could think of was like, he's buying my records.
Like, yeah, because we know the same dealers. Like, that's another thing. It's a small community.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of far. Might be a hassle to go there. I don't know if you want to do it. And then you wrote back, Michael Robinson's giving me a ride.
I'm like, well, Michael Robinson is on a special edition of Addicted to the Needle. I don't know if it's going to come before this episode. I think after. I think this is going to be the first one. And it's a small community, but we all share a deep passion, and
we do.
If it wasn't for music, it would be something else for me. The common thread is passion. Yeah. We're passionate people, and we love what we do. And that's not something you can fake.
No. And there are people within the community that you're not drawn to. Let's not name names or talk about specifics.
Yeah, let's not sugarcoat it.
Right. But you meet people within the community, and when you have shared interests, you're just drawn to the people you're drawn to. Mm-hmm. And kindness and humor is a big part of things.
Just the fact that we're using the Face Radio studios.
Yeah, Curtis has opened up his life for us, freely.
Yeah, he's busy editing his own show. He's deep into editing with his headphones on. So, you never think New Yorkers would be so so nice.
Yeah, I blame my parents for that, the way it turned out. It's so much better for the soul. And that when
No pun intended.
Kindness and generosity is just so, it benefits the giver more than the person who receives it, in my humble opinion.
That being said, it's all about love, but sometimes you can steal love. From what I can see from here,
the first
track you're going to play, it's about love, but this is not necessarily on the positive side, it's such a track.
Perhaps on the frisky side, and that was one of your mediocre segues, I think. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I saw it coming a mile away. I'm like, oh boy, it's time to play music.
guilty.
Okay, so.
But, that's a track I don't own, and I know, and I'm jealous.
Well, you should
I would be Shazamming it if you had. Did you play that last night?
I did.
I don't remember.
It'll be on the Mixcloud post.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. We'll put that on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's one. It's a Parkapat track.
Yeah, it's. There are certain tracks that everybody loves, everyone responds to, and it's not a particularly well-known one outside of the collector's world, and it's not totally rare, but it's a fabulous, fabulous Chicago record on the Darren label. It's by Marshall and the Chi-Lites, and it's called Love Bandit, Stealing Your Heart. That was Marshall and the Chi-Lites, Love Banded, on the Chicago Darien label. And it's totally fabulous. What'd you think, Pat?
I totally agree. I knew this track. And right up my vein. When we say we have similar musical taste, well, you know what? Who doesn't love this?
Right.
Seriously.
Right. This is one of those tracks that everybody responds to.
If you have a pulse, you should like this.
Right. Right. Exactly. But this was one. That was one of the things about the Wayne Show. I didn't want you to find a record like this that I didn't have. and you kind of did that. Well, I'm a little bit ornery about that, but what can you do?
But that's part of the game also. There's a little competition going between between DJs. It's part of the game, but it's all in good fun too.
As we discussed before, when you're drawn to the right people, it can be fun, playful. And you know what? You can't know all the songs. You just can't know them all. And you know, I've been collecting for years, and Connie surprises me every week. You surprised me yesterday. So it's always a learning experience. But when you don't have something that is really good and someone else has it, I don't know. That doesn't sit well with me.
We all have the same reaction.
Yeah.
And yesterday, we talked about this before, how we get our kicks as DJs. And yesterday was one of those nights where I, on a few occasions, sometimes it will happen once during the night, but yesterday was one of those nights where I kept seeing people like taking their phones out and scrolling through their phone to find Shazam.
You know exactly then, that's happening.
And then Shazamming, and then having a baffled look on their face, and then approaching tentatively, you know, the DJ turntables,
right,
and going, excuse me, what is this?
Yep.
And, you know, we're not the type of DJs that cover up our stuff or
never do that.
We want to honor the artists that did those tracks, because they tend to be more obscure. So we're eager to share our.
Yeah, it's all about giving. We talked about giving and joy earlier, and that's what it's about. I mean, I'm not territorial, you know, with my records, and I think if someone likes it, it's incredibly flattering, especially when a DJ comes up and says, "What is that?" Like Connie still surprises me every time, and I surprise her. When you surprise someone with her pedigree, she's been DJing.
Her experience.
Yeah, she's been DJing since the late 80s.
She's an OG.
She's an OG and a wonderful friend.
She used to have a night called the Empire State Soul Club, right?
That's right. She and Jeff the Chef and Warren Lee and Brian Williams all started this this soul night, and they got great crowds, and it was back in the day, so there were no cell phones, there was no internet, there wasn't anything. So they would just have these soul nights, and they'd paste like text from the newspapers and make these fake flyers and then, you know, post them everywhere. But also, you know, word got out from musical artists who would come to town. And
you showed me a picture of an old flyer where Eddie Floyd showed up.
That's right. You spoiled
amazing.
My surprise a little bit. I think you're getting even with me for the food thing, which we'll return to at some point. He was coming. He was playing a gig in New York, and regretfully, I was not there that night. But he was playing a gig in New York, and Connie gets a call from Eddie Floyd's driver, and Mr. Floyd wants to know where the club is. And she was like, she didn't believe him, and she's like, Warren, what are you doing? This isn't funny. But eventually, she figured out that it was true, and Eddie Floyd came down, and there was a bunch of dancers there, and he sang over his records, like
That's when you want to have a cell phone and film.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the one still photograph of Eddie Floyd singing his record. Like, he'd finish his gig, they'd all hear about the party, they'd come to the party, and then...
So it was sort of the after party.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was the gig for Eddie Floyd was the pre-party, and Empire State Soul Club was the...
The real one.
Yeah, it was the real deal. Yeah, that's where the badasses were.
Those are the stories that I eat up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
With another reference to food. Well, you know, our little battle, I want to go back to food, our little battle at the beginning of the episode. I'll give New York a point on one thing I love to bring back up. I might have even mentioned it on the podcast before. So New York has the most restaurants per capita in North America.
That's why I look the way I do.
Next to Montreal.
Oh.
Montreal is in second place.
You set a trap for me there, dude.
So, very similar in that regard. We had a great time last night.
Yeah.
A lot of people shazamming, and eventually, when you see their faces, nothing pops up, they'll usually show up. And you mentioned this before. I just pick up the record because the memory I have, of course, I don't even remember the name of the artist that I'm spinning.
Yeah.
So the only thing I
that's
say,
early onset dementia, I think. Well, perhaps
I've always been like that. And put one drink in me and then I totally lose my memory. So I just say, I did this a few times last night, and I go, just wait till the end of the track. And then one day I finish, I pick up the record and I show them, and they go, hey, take a picture if you want to remember.
That's right. I remember you, there was one guy in particular who kept getting out of his chair and kept getting off the floor too and asking you what he was playing. And at one point you held a record under the light just so he could get a good shot of it. And that's not like... we were talking about certain DJs being territorial and being very private about what they're playing. And there are people like us who, like, here it is. Yeah, I'm flattered you like it.
Because we want to honor the artist. We're just providers or conduits to the artist that made that music and didn't get the recognition that they deserve.
That's right. That's right. So many of them didn't make squat off of those records. But we love them, and we do honor their accomplishments, and hopefully we give them some good karma.
And that if I remember that, the guy that came up was on the younger side. He wasn't part of our generation.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, he was a young whippersnapper, and he was very, very, very polite, I have to say. But we had a couple of technical glitches when we were first setting up, and then we got it going, and things were running along smoothly, but the volume was a little too high.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
Front. So he's like, oh, excuse me, do you think you could maybe turn it down a little bit? I can't really hear my friend. So I turned it down just a crack, and he was perfectly satisfied, and he went on his way.
And I have to say, when complaints are legitimately.
That's one of Curtis's cocktails talking. I think that's what your problem is.
No, it's my French Canadian accent. I'll oblige. And music for the beginning of the night was maybe a bit too high. So, I like to feature new records that I recently found. So all the records that I'm going to feature on this special episode,
okay,
I found on this trip.
You're taking my records.
Well,
jeez, dude, you're lucky I like you.
This first record I'm going to play, I think I listened to the first 10 seconds. I know it's soul.
Yep.
And I featured records on the special episode with Curtis.
Yeah.
And I presented it as Northern Soul. Was totally BS. It was actually Popcorn, New Breed, R&B. This, I'm pretty sure it's soul.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to discover it together. So I found this in Long Island on the way here.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a cheapie. And, you know, we've talked about this weekend. You know, expensive records don't mean they're necessarily good.
Right, right.
And we're not elitist in that sense.
Right.
We like, you know, we like our rare records. Addicted to the Needle is known for featuring unknown tracks. But this is not the case.
Okay.
So this is on Bell Records. It's from... not the Attractions, just Attractions.
Yeah.
And it's called...
I felt that in my life.
And it's called Destination U.
Ooh.
Check it out. I feel like an aeroplane. Yeah, it's more. My destination is you, baby. I feel a bullet falling back and right at you. Oh yeah. A DC line in the sky on a straight line. My destination is you, baby. And I just can't wait to hold you. You're my satisfaction in the midnight hour. Give me death. Oh yeah. A satellite orbiting, beep beep, beeping on you. I might take a train, and that would be the F train, because that was the line I was on in Queens.
You're not getting out of the country with that record. I don't care what I have to
do. Hey, I already gave you records. Come on.
You did. But
don't be greedy.
I'm totally greedy, and I want that, and you're not going back to Canada with it. Thank you.
You can take a picture.
I'll take it. All right. I'll do that. Hang it on my wall, in the pin-up wall.
So, yeah, that's
fantastic.
Taking the train, the F train, I believe. I was right off Queensbridge Station.
Okay.
That's on the F line, right, Curtis? Oh, he's thinking. Well, it's the line that goes into from Queens to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, and the Q in Queensbridge.
Yeah, the F train goes through Manhattan. It circles from Brooklyn through Manhattan.
It goes through Queens through Roosevelt Island.
That's the one.
I don't know if it's the Queensbridge stop, but yeah.
So I feel like a New Yorker already because I
from New York. Yay!
Because I know about the F line. So, you approve, Al?
Oh, my head is spinning. It's exactly what we were talking about. It wasn't an expensive record.
No.
But it sounds expensive.
It sounds expensive, and you could play that next to a $2,000 amazing rare Northern Soul thing, and people might like that better. It's just a great record.
It just
record.
Goes to
it's
show you.
It's so great.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I found it. And are you going to one-up me? What do you have on the platter?
Well, I want to talk for just a moment or two just to let that one sink into people's memories, so maybe there'll be a little less competition. But I do have a pretty great record. It's on the Magic City label out of Detroit, and it's called... it's by Cynthia and the Imaginations, and it's called, where are my glasses? Is There Anyone Anywhere? So, hope you dig it.
So as Curtis Powers would say, that's a banger.
It's a banger. You know, I got to say, Detroit produced some amazing stuff, and I love this record. And
well, that's the understatement of the year. Jeez.
I know, right? Not breaking any new ground on that statement. That was just a kind of a rarity, you know, like there was Motown and there was all those other amazing labels. But then you get something like Magic City, which kind of falls under the radar, and you get something like this. Produced well, performed well, just amazing.
I don't own anything on that label, so
I own two records on this label.
Well, that fighting spirit is there.
That's right.
Well, speeding of fighting spirit,
oh boy, here we go.
Get ready to be destroyed and humiliated.
Destroyed and humiliated. Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Curtis had to be tortured, so you need to be tortured yourself.
Well, you're going to get a little bit back, I think, if you haven't already. Just so you know, be prepared.
Okay. Well, you might surprise me, but now is the time for the infamous Name That Fake Moldy Oldie.
Oh, boy. I know this show. Oh, boy. Here we go.
So for our addicts out there, they're familiar with the concept. We're going to play a little game where I'm going to name five artists and five tracks, and one of them is fake, and you have to figure out which one.
This is so hard.
And of course, the reason behind this is that, you know, soul records are known to have, you know, artists with very generic names and very generic titles, you know, surrounding the theme of love. And this won't be no different, but this is a special the Sweet Daddy Soul edition, because the first category,
emphasis on sweet,
yes, of course, the first category, I had you totally in mind when I prepared it. So here's how it works. I'm gonna name you five artists and five tracks.
Okay.
One is fake. You figure out which one is fake. And now the first category is special, because one of the tracks in this category, I'm gonna play right after.
Oh.
Not only I'm gonna play right after, but it's a record I bought on this trip at at the Wayne, New Jersey Record Convention. You suggested I go
all my records. Damn it.
From one of our personal favorite record dealers, Barry Soltz.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him about backstabbing me, selling you my records.
When I saw the title, I had to listen to it. I knew the artist, so that gives you a clue. And it's a food-related record. Now, we've messaged each other countless of times about food-related records. So much so that this weekend I told you, okay, I have enough food records. You don't need to flag me on anymore, because it's coming out of my wazoo. So, are you ready for this, Al?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
So, you know, I gave you a good hint that the one we're going to play is a well-known singer.
Okay.
Now, that gives you four other choices, and you have to find the fake one.
Okay.
So, and you can try to find which one we're actually gonna spin. So, all right, ready?
Here we go.
So, it's food related, R&B and soul. Now, when I say food related, it doesn't mean it's in the title. It might be in the artist's name or band.
Oh, okay.
So that's all a little twist there.
All right, you're twisting.
So, number one, Terrence Bacon and the Hotcakes doing "What You Do to Me."
Uh-huh.
Number two, Don Drum Trio, Shortenbread,
okay.
Number three, Mike Adkins and the Lemon Extract with the title "Static."
Suddenly I'm starving.
Number four, Grace Phyllis and the Illuminators, "Sweet Potato Pie." And number five, Amos Milburn, "Chicken Shack."
Okay, well, Amos Milburn, that's a real record.
Chicken Shack?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one we're going to feature.
Oh.
So when I saw it in Barry Soltz's record box, it had the price on it, and he doesn't do that for every record he sells.
He doesn't.
Well, he puts the price, but
right,
it has a little circle with the price, and right above it, it said "Killer." And I went, oh, well.
He doesn't do that.
He doesn't do that. No, so it was flagged, especially for me.
Oh.
So I bought it. So that's the one we're going to listen to. So you have four more bands to go through and figure out which one is a fake one. So let's go through them again. Okay. Terrence Bacon and Hotcakes, What You Do to Me.
That's on like the Breakfast label or something like that. That's a real record.
Wow, you're good. Hey, you're better than Curtis.
Yeah, well, he's drunk and stoned. He's got a belly full of pizza. Can't expect much.
It's on the Big Breakfast.
The Big Breakfast label, okay.
Label. So, hey, you got one down. So there's three left.
I thought that was a fake one.
Okay, well, Curtis thought that was the fake one if you didn't hear him. Number two, Don Drum Trio, Shortenbread,
okay.
Mike Adkins and the Lemon Extract, Static. And Grace Phillips and the Illuminators, Sweet Potato Pie.
What was the first one after the Breakfast, Big Breakfast label?
Don Drum. And Drum is D-R-U-M-M Trio.
Okay.
Shortenbread. Mike Adkins and the Lemon Extract, Static. That's the name of the track. And Grace Phillips and the Illuminators, Sweet Potato Pie.
Okay. I'm going to say the Lemon Extract one is the fake one.
That is a rare Northern Soul track. And, oh, you know what?
I have to kill my mic and then curse.
I'm hesitating. Baby Static is the label, and I didn't put in the title. So, hey.
I get half a point.
Yeah.
I beat Curtis already.
We'll eliminate that one. So you get a freebie. So there's two left.
Okay.
Don Drum Trio, Shortenbread, or Grace Phillips and the Illuminators, Sweet Potato Pie.
I'm going to say Sweet Potato Pie is the fake one.
You are correct.
Ah, Curtis, so, did you hear that, buddy?
So one out of one. And Don Drum Trio, Shortenbread, is a mod jazz instrumental that came out on Century.
I would like to stop this game and retire as an undefeated champion.
So we're going to...
Curtis is so jealous. It's so unbelievably jealous.
So we're going to play...
So unbecoming.
We're going to play Chicken Shack by Almos Milburn, a great R&B track on Aladdin. Here it is.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't own this record.
So let's forget about hot dogs. Let's go have some fried chicken.
I'm never going to forget about hot dogs. That's where my heart,
of course,
belongs.
So there's not a single record by Amos Milburn that I don't like. I think he was known for his alcohol tracks.
Yeah, we don't judge him for that.
No. We want more. And well, I think that's too late. But I own a few that are part of my alcohol suite, and this one I didn't expect would be in my food suite.
Right, and it's an absolute stone killer.
So Barry was right to write killer on the. I show you the sleeve.
I still have a little bone to pick with him about him letting you buy all my records, but I'll try not to whine about this for the rest of the podcast.
Well, since we're in a face-to-face battle here,
yep.
We're gonna do a little DJ battle because you're gonna respond with a food record of your own.
I do have one, and I don't think you own it. I'm pretty sure you don't. This one is on the Fatback record label, which in my case describes my entire body. It's by Georgie Woods, and it's called Potato Salad.
Perfect with some fried chicken.
Like I say, baby, don't eat chicken on Sunday. It'll put a hole in your soul. That's black enough for you. Write that down. Potato salad. What you see, what you get. You got me, baby. That's all you need. Wanna say hello to Chicago, Southside, Eastside. I like to ride. Is that black enough for you? Write that down. Potato salad. Woo! Lord, have mercy. Don't eat chicken on Sunday. To put a hole in your soul. Motown. I want y'all to dig my sound. If you got it, you ought to keep it. But I ain't gonna sleep it. Write that down. Yeah. Motown. All the way. Ball City, called LA. Like I say, don't eat chicken on Sunday. It'll put a hole in your soul. Is that black enough for you? Write that down. Tater salad. Some chitlins, y'all. Chitlins and potato salad. All that goes together. Is that black enough for you? Philadelphia, PA. That's where I stay. Yeah. Big leg girls. Walking up and down Broad Street. Columbia Avenue. South Street, my street. Tell all you Philadelphia girls, don't forget to put your girdles on. Yeah, that's it. Put it on me. Yeah, easy. Don't hurt yourself, girl. Don't hurt yourself. Easy, 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 easy. That's it. Now ease into the right foot, not the left foot. That's it. Now pull it up, baby. Up, pull it up. Woo! Ha! Is that black enough for you? Yeah. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Ooh, wow. Wow. Look what you get if you're lucky. My motherfucker so bad.
Pull it up, baby. Well, that's going to be a hard-fought battle because, you know what I feel like saying? I feel like saying, you want to trade? Because, yeah. Well, and we were talking about how, you know, Motown and Detroit left its mark. It's actually on the record.
Yeah, they reference Motown.
Absolutely.
I paid more attention to the food references than the Motown references.
That was for you, Ben. And me both. So you know what? We're gonna leave it to the addicts out there to decide who wins the battle of the food tracks.
Well, there is some cash in it for you for those out there listening.
Well, hey, so I'm not pulling me up.
American dollars, not that Canadian crap.
Well, hey, it all's fair in love and war. So
I don't want to play fair.
Well, speaking of not playing fair, I'm gonna. You know, I'm going to continue with
the game so, we're still playing.
Yeah, you're boasting a bit because you're one out of one, but
well, I'd like to retire as the undefeated champion. I will give you $20 to stop this game right now.
Okay, so that's the prize money. There you go, the $20.
I'll just send it to Barry.
Right, exactly. So we for our next category, of course, it's dedicated to you.
Oh.
It's a category about sweet soul.
Ooh.
So let's test your knowledge.
All right.
All right. So remember, there's one fake and the other ones are real. So number one, Gilbert Coyote Dienda, Ain't No Big Thing. Number two, Lil Wild Man James Stevens, I'll Cry. Number three, Tony Troutman, I Truly Love You. Number four, the Chuck Watson Five, Love is a Strange Thing. And five, Jack and the Mods, Don't Wake Me Up.
I don't have any of those records, even the fake one.
Obviously not.
Obviously not.
So anything jumps out at you?
What was the third one?
Well, I'll go through them again. Okay. So Gilbert Coyote Dienda, okay. Ain't No Big Thing.
Okay.
Number two, Lil Wild Man James Stevens, I'll Cry.
Okay.
Number three, Tony Troutman, I Truly Love You. Number four, Chuck Watson Five, Love is a Strange Thing. And Jack and the Mods, Don't Wake Me Up.
I'm going to say...
You want to eliminate
No,
a few?
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to think to say the Tony Troutman record is fake.
Tony Troutman, I Truly Love You. It came out on Gramophone.
There goes my record.
Gram-O-Phone.
Crap.
So, Gilbert Coyote Dienda, Ain't No Big Thing. That came out on Lacam.
That's the fakest sounding record I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, well, the second one, because you did pick that one.
Right.
Lil Wild Man James Stevens, I'll Cry. That came out on Soul Potion. Jack and the Mods, Don't Wake Me Up. That came out on Bamtown. And the fake one was Chuck Watson 5, Love is a Strange Thing.
Oh, I'm still guessing.
No, you're not. I just gave you the answer.
Okay.
So, one out of two.
You know what? I at least got one and released some of the pressure for the rest of the game.
Well, you're ahead of Maude Marty.
I'm ahead of Maude Marty and Curtis Powers, two very powerful, powerful players.
That's right. Last category. Male R&B popcorn singer. Ready?
Ready.
So number one, Johnny Craig, The World's a Speck. Number two, Larry Meadows, Such a Lonely Boy. Number three, Billy Merman, 900 Miles. Number four, Gus Winters, Our Love is Rarer Than a Two-Headed Cow. And five, Jimmy Grissom, I've Got You on My Mind. Any of them ring a bell?
What was the second one?
Larry Meadows, Such a Lonely Boy.
Okay, the third one?
Billy Merman, 900 Miles.
I'm going to say that's fake.
Billy Merman, 900 Miles? That came out on President.
Damn it.
You want to venture a second guess?
No, I want to quit and sulk and go home.
So, I'm pretty proud about this one. So, Johnny Craig, The World's a Speck, that came out, that's R&B popcorn that came out on Signe.
Okay, I won't, don't ask me to pronounce that. But
well, S-I-G-N-E-T.
Oh, Signet, probably.
Signet,
yeah.
In French, it's Signe.
Signe.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, we're in Brooklyn.
Larry Meadows, Such a Lonely Boy, that came out in Regency.
Okay.
Jimmy Grissom, I've Got You on My Mind. That's some popcorn soul that came out on Prestige. Mm. And the fake one was Gus Winters, Our Love is Rarer Than a Two-Headed Cow.
How did I not get that one?
I think Ben would have seen right through this.
He would have seen right through it. I should have seen right through it, and you're laughing at my expense as we speak.
But you never know, because sometimes the weirdest tracks are the real ones,
yeah,
and the most, you know, unassuming, bland ones, right, are the fake ones. This one, I threw a loop.
That one is so outrageous that you just would think it's got to be real.
Exactly.
Like it just sounds so real.
That was my curveball. Yeah. All right, so
I like fastball better.
One out of three. Actually, it's not that
it's
bad.
Not done, not too bad.
So the next track I'm gonna play.
Okay.
One that I found in Long Island. Also,
you keep buying our records.
And a cheapie.
Okay.
And what I really liked about this one, it looks unplayed.
It does. It looks super clean. I can't read the label, but the vinyl looks spectacular.
It's smash, but it also came with a pristine, something you never see, a pristine picture sleeve.
Am I allowed? Is this a surprise track, or am I allowed to look at
it? Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. And it's I guess it's a common record. It's your
okay, sure.
Your good, solid soul.
Yeah.
I have to say,
seen that picture sleeve before.
Well, that's why I picked it up. And if I was going to DJ this, and let me know if you agree with me, I would skip the intro.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about the intro. Once we're past the intro, that's when, for me, the track starts getting interesting.
So as a DJ, how do you feel about that? Because some tracks, you want to keep a groove going when you're spinning, and some of these tracks have like this little kind of light, kind of gentle intro, and then it just kicks in. Do you ever cue it up just to where it kicks in and just keep it? Okay.
I do.
I think some people don't appreciate that, but
well,
I'm totally in that boat.
Example is a track that got people going yesterday, and I like to play my French covers.
Yeah.
Was one by Jenny Rock, Le Train pour Memphis.
Oh, I got to get that
Memphis Train.
Ben Schulman, if you're listening, I need that record. Please find it for me.
It's out there. And the intro is super long. It's just a train.
Oh, right. It's the same thing on the U.S. Version, the American version, I think,
yeah. And I usually skip the train.
Okay.
And it starts right up. So, you know, let me know what you think. I'm not crazy about the intro.
Okay.
But once it picks up, I kind of like it. So,
all right, let's give it a shot.
Baby,
just by looking at your face, I could read your mind. Well, aside from that, you pinched your nose and you went, oh, that's a stinker.
I did.
So I think we agree.
Yeah, we do agree. It's the beginning is totally schmaltzy, and it doesn't let you know what's about to hit you.
Yeah, and it sort of has nothing to do with the track. It's kind of weird.
Right. It sounds like this benign sort of blah, like pop crap.
Yeah.
And then it kicks in and it just grooves the whole time, the whole way through.
I'm going to dedicate this this last one to Curtis Powers that lent us his studio for this episode.
And hard.
I feel it's totally his type of record. I don't know if he's listening right now. No, he's concentrated on work. But I feel that's the type of music he plays on his own show. So you have to check out the Face Radio, The Rendezvous every Sunday.
Yeah,
from two to four.
It's a musical education for sure. And he's such a good guy, and he's so giving and open with his facilities here.
You might even hear him in the background because he's working.
Yeah. He's disturbing our vibe here.
So this is your last track, and then we're going to come back and talk about it, and we're going to sign off. So
okay, so I'm just going to play it. We'll talk about it after.
No. Introduce us. Okay. The track.
You know, we always talk about soul, but we all have other interests. You know, ska and rockabilly and punk and all those things. That's all part of our musical landscape, and you know, rock and roll is part of mine. And this is kind of a hybrid. We were talking earlier about you know, my style of music, and it was really like a lot of bottom heavy stuff, a lot of percussion, a lot of horns, and a lot of sort of gospel-y background singers. And what this track is a sort of hybrid of rock and those descriptors. And it's
that's the type of record that I use at a mod night, where I can cross over from soul to garage.
Yeah, exactly.
You need those records.
People recognize it, but they don't recognize the version. And it's by Aretha Franklin.
I've heard of her before.
she's got a couple of decent records, I think. But what is kind of cool about this record is I heard somebody from the Wayward Girls Soul Club in Portland, Oregon, play this on like her Instagram page, and I couldn't hear it very well, but I'm like, that sounds really cool. And I looked it up on Discogs, and I said it's on 45, which is the proper currency for DJs, and I ordered it. And what I discovered when the record arrived was that if you listen to the Aretha Arrives LP, there's a version of this track on the LP, but it doesn't have all these crazy, like, testifying gospel background singers on it. They either deleted them for the American pressing, but I got this European import.
Right, because it's a small hole, I can tell from
it. Yeah. So it is, it's just fire personified. So here it is, Aretha Franklin, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Yeah.
I do think I brought the heat on that last one. What do you think?
I totally remember you spinning that last night at Soulfinger, and I perked up.
Yeah.
I think I was at the bar, and I heard it, and I rushed in right away. I mean, yeah. That is Parka Pat material. This is so the type of thing I play. Remember last night, it sort of had a reaction to a lot of people. I played, famous song Venus.
Yeah. Oh, Tom Jones. Yeah,
I played the Tom Jones version.
And people remember, went bananas for that.
And I remember Chad coming up to me. He goes, What was that?
Chaz.
What did I say?
Chad.
Oh, Chaz. Sorry, Chaz.
He's not offended. You're going to try to stay at his house tonight. Good luck with that.
It's Curtis's cocktails that are getting into me.
It's totally Curtis.
He's nodding Curtis' fault. Chaz came up to me. He goes, "What pressing is that?" I think he has like a European pressing, and I go, "Yeah, mine's Argentinian."
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
it plays.
I remember.
At 33 1/3
That's
RPM.
Right. I remember you talking about that.
So, you know, see how similar tastes we have.
We do have similar tastes. I think despite our little
battle,
tete-a-tete battle earlier, I think we're still going to be friends after this.
We certainly are.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. And, well, hey, it was an honor to spin at that Soulfinger.
We loved having you.
Well, let's make it an annual thing.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that? And you're welcome to come to Montreal.
Thank you. I do hope Montreal comes back at some point, but yeah. I'd love to spin in Montreal regardless.
Yeah,
and visit and eat poutine and cured meats or whatever you call it.
We'll make it happen for sure.
Hot dogs.
This is the next thing on the agenda is hot dogs right after we sign off.
Yeah.
And
we should get going.
What we're going to play for you to sign off my end of the show track is the crowd got a little reaction from that, and I also played it on Curtis's show to introduce myself. That I cut myself a 45, a hype 45, to introduce myself.
And well, as a fan, as a loyal, devoted, active fan of Addicted to the Needle, I've heard both of them.
Yeah,
and
I've talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I never get tired of listening about it because they're fabulous. They're unbelievably fabulous. So, yes, I would love to hear it again.
This is not the intro track because we're finishing off. But
that makes sense.
the I call it my hype record. So I have two. One is sort of a soul review intro, and the other one is sort of the type of intro that was used for when James Brown hit the stage at the Apollo. So for my hype record, I use sort of a backing track, and I scoured the internet for a good instrumental that had like pauses, and it was a long and tedious search for like the perfect backing track.
Yeah. Well, you're a treasure hunter and you struck gold.
Well, I cheated on that hype record because I didn't own the record until yesterday. I found the track that I use
the
backing track for my hype record.
That's amazing.
And because it's an obscure one. So it's on Burt Records, and it's by the Soul Tornadoes.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Go For Yourself. So it's an instrumental, and if you ever, at one of my soul nights, at one of the guest DJ spots, and you hear my my intro record.
I know the story.
And there's one. There was a few comments last night that were said about my intros.
You got a lot of comments yesterday. You got a lot of great response yesterday.
Well, that one I think was by Chaz maybe. Pretty humble, aren't you, Pat? Because it's not called a hype record for nothing. You're supposed to boast.
Well, you're humble and you're apparently a little playful also.
Well, I don't take myself seriously. I'm glad I found a mint copy of this.
It looks beautiful.
Backing track to my hype record. So this is how we're going to sign off. Hey, Al, plug your night.
Oh,
plug whenever you want.
Yeah, we are. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We're the Soul Finger Dance Party. We play every second Saturday of the month at Otto's Shrunken Head on East 14th Street in New York City. And follow us on social media. Come down and see us. It's a great time. And we always love to squeeze as many dancers on the floor as possible. So check us out.
Soul Finger in one word.
In one word.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's no space.
Soul Finger in one word. That's right.
You have to be careful because you'll end up on another page. That's why I mention it.
Oh. Yeah, so, Soul Finger Dance Party.
You'll find it.
And you'll find it.
It was an honor. Al, I'm glad you were on the show.
Thank you so much. It was really fun.
This again.
Yes, absolutely.
And dear addicts, keep on keeping on.